This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy six Celsius, Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1 liter flavors and get the seventh free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got the drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy six and get the seventh free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You have had a day to let it sink in, and we're talking about the Hawks' moves at the trade deadline. It's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are live at Twin Peaks and Buckhead. We got to talk to Steve Koonin, Hawks CEO. And Steve, you know, look, I know you guys were busy yesterday, but we were going crazy. We were up 85 at Buffalo's Cafe when the news came down, and it just kept coming, obviously. So explain to our listeners and Hawks fans, where are we with these trades? Because a lot of people were surprised, certainly about the DeAndre Hunter trade, Bogey moving as well. We get our new pieces, which we'll talk about in a little bit. Tell me where you're at with the moves that were made yesterday.
Obviously, we like the moves that we made, or we wouldn't have made them. We feel like with Hunter that, you know, he's had a great season for us this year. He's had injuries in the past, and we felt that the offer was too good to pass up. George Niang and Caris LeVert are both very good scorers and can give us that long wing length that we're looking for. But don't forget, we got two, you know, pick swaps and second rounders, and in today's NBA, that's very different than the NBA 2 years ago. Having draft picks is a key asset, so we like where we are.
Yeah, I mean, Mike? no sense in crying over spilt milk. I mean, just get somebody in here with that $45 million you guys created, and let's go get a star. We need to get an all-star for Trey. Can we find one?
We're gonna look. If you've got a map, send it.
No, I mean, look.
You know, I mean.
Look, I don't blame you for moving on DeAndre. We covered DeAndre Carl, and I went around on it yesterday. It's just, unfortunately, he was disappointing as a top five pick, and you've got to strike while the iron's hot. If there's a value for him, it's never going to be any higher. I understand the logic behind it. Just, you know, with the other moves you made, just can you find that? Can you get Trey? Trey is Batman. Can you find him as Robin, a real Robin, along with Jalen Johnson staying healthy and the other pieces?
I'm not sure Jalen Johnson's not Robin. I'm not sure Jalen Johnson's not Batman.
Yeah, you're right. But, there. Got to stay on the floor, though. Got to stay on the court.
I hear you, and I hear you, and don't disagree with you. It's very unfortunate with the season he was having. His stat line, his analytics lined up quite well with what Giannis was able to do and what LeBron was able to do at similar ages. So losing him for 35-plus games is certainly a tough blow. As far as the Bogey piece, we really, really, really like Terrence Mann. He's a very strong wing. I believe he went to a college that you probably spent a lot of time on probation at.
I guess he's a proud Seminole, played for Coach Hamilton.
Absolutely, and we think he's a very good player. And Bogey was great here, but you know, I think going younger, stronger, faster, I think is a good move for us.
Steve Kuhn, Hawks CEO, joining us after the Hawks make multiple moves yesterday. A lot of people wondering about not moving Clint Capela. Can you give us any insight on that?
I mean, I'm not withholding any kind of information. The market did not bring us something that we felt compelling. There still is, you know, a need for Clint services with the Hawks. We're not calling the season off. We plan to be competitive, and Clint makes us competitive. I do think you've seen how O has responded from starting. I mean, he had 30-plus points the other night, and I think he's played incredibly well. But, again, we weren't giving somebody away for nothing. You know, value matters, and Clint Capela is a valuable asset.
I mean, you could argue that just like, you know, a different set of circumstances with Al Horford, you just like to feel that an expiring contract that you're going to bring him back next year is just something you move off the books and you try to get something. You talked about draft picks, albeit second rounders, just something for it, because now he's going to walk and you won't get anything for him. That's the argument. Unless teams were scared away by an injury.
Or you can do a sign and trade. You can do a buyout. There still are options. None of us are planning to call the year, so we need Clint Capela, and I'm glad we've got him.
Steve, I don't even know if we have time to do this, but can you elaborate? There's two sides of this question I'm about to ask you. One is, we got a lot of what is Tony Ressler doing yesterday with seeming like his inability to want to spend and make the team better. And then the other side of it is, how much do the new rules in the NBA with these aprons and the salary cap play a role in what we're attempting to do?
So I'll answer these questions in order.
Okay. And
I'm being really serious, not trying to joke around like we always do. Who was traded other than Luka that you would have liked to see us get? Who did we not get that you're going to blame the owner not spending money? Tell me, who?
Well, you could have argued, Steve, that we were kind of past all of that. I mean, the moves that should have been made 2 years ago. I mean, we waited too long to move John Collins off the road. Any power forward that was available, they weren't available. You're not going to bring a point guard. There's no reason for a De'Aaron Fox. That would make no sense. Matter of fact, we found out that the Spurs were actually interested for a minute and possibly trying to offer you guys a trade to get Trey down there to San Antonio. But I would like to improve the front court. I thought that, you know, Paul George's name came up, but that's a move you make if you are in the top three. That puts you over the top.
Paul George was not on the, to my knowledge, Paul George was never offered or on the market.
Okay. That was reported by one of those rags that you referred to that cover the NBA.
Right. So that was reported by some pimply-faced guy in his basement.
So, Steve, you're asking.
Who should we have traded for?
I'm being very sincere because I love our fans and I get so much positive feedback on here. What didn't we do that another team did that you wished that we would have done?
Outside of the Luka AD deal.
Right.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, and by the way, 28 other teams would have made the Luka AD deal.
Sure. I mean, but I'm not going to insult you because we all know we get back to the money argument. Steve, the ownership was not going to take on a Kuzma contract or anybody else. A lot of these guys are big money.
Okay. And I think... I am so passionate about you're wrong on this. Kyle Kuzma, and I can't talk about another player.
Understand.
Right.
Could have easily been had, okay? Easily been had. He's been on the market for a while. He was traded. But the talent evaluators have to believe it makes us better. Mm. Or it gives us flexibility. Because now to answer the second part of the question, Phoenix, you literally had the owner of Phoenix calling teams, not a general manager, the owner, trying to get out of the apron prison that Phoenix is locked into, okay?
Because they're paying Booker, Durant, and they're paying Beal. Yes.
And they can't trade Beal, except no trade.
They can't trade anybody, really, because they can't trade draft picks. They can't bundle players. And so I just got the numbers. In fact, the cap You had six teams move out of the cap yesterday. Move out of the cap because of the punitive nature of team building. So we're in a very different NBA. I don't expect any of our listeners or fans who have read the collective bargaining agreement. I asked for the Cliff Notes and still haven't received them.
Right.
But we do have wonderful people who do know them. The point is, you can't take the flyers you used to because the punishment is too high. And why is that? Because what does the NBA want? Parity. Look at the NFL that's happening this weekend. I can't get over the amount of negative news and how pissed off people are about the Kansas City Chiefs' success. Stunning to me. Right.
But, I mean, when we get into, like, certainly, like, Mark Williams we talked about yesterday, that'd be a great piece for the Hawks in the front court. Now, I don't know what the ask would have been. We don't want to give Jalen Johnson up. So, I mean, I know you have to give to get. I mean, it kind of becomes the circular logic takes you out of what you want to do because, yes, I've got to give something, a star to get another star in. I mean, just some of the names right off the top. I mean, we talked about guys are texting us like, well, why don't we get in the mix for Jimmy Butler? Well, we know that's never going to happen. We're not going to even entertain that. But what about Brandon Ingram? I know he's often injured, but that was a guy that I think Brandon Ingram helps the Hawks. Is it be a nice fit? Again, the caveat, if he can stay healthy.
Mike, here's what I will say. I think you're actually right on that one. You can figure out what that means from there.
Okay. All right, so there was if you're listening, Steve cannot, as an executive, talk specifically, so read between the lines.
I thought.
No, yeah.
I put this out there, and we talked about Ingram, that he might be the piece that might help us. Because I'm looking for younger, athletic guys that are growing into their own, not old, aging pieces for me.
Right.
And I've explained that to our for our listeners. Those are the guys you want. But Ingram, and I said this the other day.
But you also have to look that his contract was expiring.
True. And that means
he has to turn around and give him a contract.
Yeah, he wants to, if he wants to stay. But for me, once I saw Ingram's deal, I'm not doing that. I'm not giving up what Toronto gave up to get Ingram. That was me, and I put that out there. So if you're telling us in a roundabout way that there were conversations about Ingram,
right.
Okay, I'm willing to accept that. But for Hawks fans, like it's not always cut and dry, and that's the part that I think you're saying. It's not always we want this guy, he wants to come, and we're going to trade for him. It's got to fit, man. And like as much as I think Ingram is a hell of an offensive player, Mike, I thought the Toronto Raptors gave up way too much for a guy that may not even be there next season.
Right. But he's the kind of player
that
an archetype. That's a nice piece for us.
Yes. Go ahead, Steve.
And we agree. And I totally agree. Unfortunately, they don't grow on trees or I'd build an orchard. You know? I've been a fan a hell of a lot longer than I've been an executive. And what I've learned is, again, the player you just mentioned might have been a good fit. Carl wouldn't pay what the asking price is. Why not? Why not, Carl?
Oh, he's been injured the last 3 years.
Can't say healthy.
He's only played 30 games in the last three seasons, or he's missed 30 games, should I say, when you talk about the last 3 years. That's not a guy that's helping you consistently on the floor. That's a concern.
Right. Now, Steve, in the offseason.
And an expiring contract.
Right. But if you guys, I mean, right now you got a $45 million marker in the minds of the fans. If you could make that Julius Randle or Chris Middleton, then we'll be excited about it. If that's what this turns into, then we can joke around about, hey, Black Thursday wasn't all that black. You know, I mean, we turned this into something positive.
Well, I understand, and we can debate whether, you know, any of the names that you've mentioned make sense for the team. And as again, I don't think they're that young, dynamic wing that Carl's talking about. And if the NBA, if you're monitoring the call, Carl is talking about, not Steve.
Yes, correct. No, and these are names Mike and I have talked about. Steve,
right.
I know we're up against it here, but I got to ask you this before we go. Steve Kunin, Hawks CEO, Hawks making moves. They're in action tonight, by the way. Milwaukee's in town. New pieces are here. We'll see what that looks like. And then they play tomorrow on the road as this transition starts. Trae Young, should our fan base expect anything coming from Trae Young with the moves that have been made? A lot of fans are afraid that he may not feel like this is what he wants. I don't know how much you can go into that, but I have to ask you about it. And do you feel like there will be any of that? Because fans feel that way. Like there's something that's going to either come out or that trade may not be. Can you expand on that at all?
I can't expand on something he hasn't done.
Okay.
He hasn't said a word of negativity.
Okay.
All right. You know, so I don't know how to, I don't know how to answer that question.
Look, he hasn't, and to Mike and I's credit, he's been very mature about right. this whole ordeal in the way that it's played
out.
He
hasn't played the diva card. No. He's been mature. He's a team leader. We've talked about it, Steve. My fear is, and again, you can make fun of me for saying this, my fear is at some point if we don't get traction in free agency or in team building in the offseason, eventually, and it's happened with Myles Garrett in Cleveland, it happens all around. Guys want to go where they can win. And if a guy perceives he can't win there, eventually he'll try to force his way out.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Noted.
Steve Coonan, thank you. Good luck with the new pieces.
One of my least favorite days of the year.
Hey, we get it, but trust us, we were getting this yesterday, and we were like, Coonan's coming on tomorrow. Hold
right.
on. So we're trying
to be as transparent as possible. But people have to understand, you know, first of all, we always throw out these brand names, you know. A lot of these guys weren't brand names earlier in their career. A lot of players are traded. There's an arc of performance. A lot of players are traded, not that they're going into their zenith, but on a different part of their journey. And some players...
Good.
Some players just really haven't had the chance because there might have been somebody in front of them who was really, really good and on a new team, new beginnings. So I think it's incredibly complex. And like I said, I've been a fan a hell of a lot longer than I've been an executive and agree and feel everything and have said much, much worse. But the complexity of managing talent in the new NBA is something that takes a lot of skill. And I think our guys did a really good job because we had goals and objectives and what we wanted to do, and we hit them.
All right, here's one last question for you, Steve. We'll let you go. No more pummeling Steve here. Steve Coonan from the Hawks CEO.
I've got one more.
If Jalen Johnson doesn't get hurt, do we move DeAndre Hunter if Jalen Johnson doesn't get hurt? Because where he's playing right now at $25 million a year is pretty good value.
Hard to answer that at hypotheticals. Very hard to answer that at hypotheticals. You know, I mean, time will tell. Did we sell high or did we, you know?
Oh, you sold.
Hard to tell. Hard to tell. But a very good question.
No, it is.
Who gave it to you to ask?
See, I knew it. I knew it could be Starkey.
Steve.
Three weeks ago,
this thing looked totally different, right, man. I'm just saying.
We were in high cotton 3 weeks ago.
High from Boston. This is fun. This is easy. Can't wait to get on with my boys. Maybe I'll show up in person. I'm in a foxhole covered in burlap bags outside.
Right.
Have a good weekend. Thank you again. Right, and we'll continue to have our conversations. What's that?
Beautiful. I just wanted to thank the fans. I love their passion. Nothing makes me happier. I'll sit here and argue all day long with somebody who cares. So thank you, thank you, thank you.
Well, they do care. Trust us. Steve, thanks so much. Beautiful. Have a great weekend.
Take care.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.